Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. But to him that is able to do far exceedingly above all which we can ask or think, according to the power which works in us, to him be glory in the assembly in Christ Jesus unto all generations of the age of ages. Amen. I was encouraged to say something following our brother's word in terms of our assurance. I've been thinking a lot about these two verses. As we know, this chapter 3 is a parenthesis. Paul was going to go on from chapter 2 to speak about things that needed to be attended to. But he seems to get diverted by the Spirit, no less, to give this a treatise as to the counsels of God, really. And it ends with this doxology. In my mind, I've been going over every word. You know, it says that all scripture is profitable. No word is in scripture by mistake. Every single word is important because it is God's word, isn't it, to us? And I've been thinking about this. It's to him. Who is this? This is God himself. We raise our thoughts and our mind and our hearts to him. That is to whom we should be directing our gaze and vision. It's to him. And then this wonderful phraseology that is able to do, able. You and I, sometimes we're able to do things and we're not willing. It may be that we're willing to do something and we're not able. But our God is able. That's the sort of God that we have to deal with, someone who is able. Think of everything is under his hand, of, as Graham has just been saying, the God of the universe, and yet is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is our God and Father, and he's able. And then the next thing it says he's able to do. You know, politicians, they say a lot, but they can't do anything. But our God is able to do. And then you've got far exceedingly above. Three words. Paul is almost straining at to express the resources that God has got. Far exceedingly above. That's the God that we're in contact with. That's our God and Father. Far exceedingly above. And then it says, all that we ask. Well, it's a question, do we ask? You know, the Lord Jesus encouraged his disciples and would encourage us to ask. Ask, and you shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened. How often I think, I speak for myself, we don't ask. I used to be told as a child that if you don't ask, you don't get. But that is true in spiritual things. We need to ask. And then, as if that wasn't enough, the apostle says, or think. Far exceedingly above, even my wildest prayers of dreams, if you like, the most impossible things. He says he can do far exceedingly above all that we can ask or think. What a God we have to deal with. According to the power which works in us. You know, this is a wonderful thing, that it's not some remote airy-fairy thing that we're dealing with. But what we have is a link with God himself and a link with the Lord Jesus, and his spirit dwells in us. And so that power which is available is resident in us. I find that amazing. According to the power which works in us. It is something that's going on all the time. We may not be conscious of it, and yet there it is. Whatever our situation, that power is there. Paul said to Timothy, Timothy was a shy, timid young man, but Paul says that you haven't been given the spirit of cowardice, but of power and wise discretion. Mm-hmm. You know, that power's within us. And then it goes, it ends as it started in these two verses, to him. If I have any answers to my prayers, if I'm just thinking, meditating about these wonderful things, again, who's it directed to? It's to him. To him be glory. So that whatever we ask or desire, the ultimate goal has got to be for the glory of God himself. To him be glory in the assembly. That's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, everything that goes on in our lives and all that we ask for and all that we struggle with, all these things, you know, is worked out ultimately in the assembly. The righteousness of the saints, and that vessel will soon be displayed in all its glory. Like, you know, in the temple, all the stones were hewn in private, weren't they? Mm-hmm. But the thing came together. And you see at the end of the scriptures that vessel is shining forth, reflecting God's glory. Mm-hmm. And it's to him that it's all directed. Mm-hmm. To him be the glory in the assembly in Christ Jesus and to all generations of the age of ages. What a wonderful finality there is to that. God will see to it. He will be triumphant. He will be seen to be all in all. And yet we can have this part in asking and desiring. And we know that it's all for his glory. Well, I just leave that as an encouragement. Maybe it's a few feeble thoughts, but it's helped me recently to think of the God with whom we have to do and what's available in the power of the Spirit. May it be so for his name's sake.